was driving down the highway, going to a Halloween party. Now, I knew I couldn't be late. In fact, I had to be early. When up ahead in the middle of the road, I saw a car that was out of control. It rolled three times, then came to a stop. My breath got short, and my heart almost stopped. I pulled my car to the shoulder. I was the first one there. My breath was getting weaker, and from my lips I heard a prayer. I looked all around for some signs of life, as the chilly wind cut me like a knife. I found her there between her car and a tree. Her pretty blue eyes were looking up at me. I knelt down by her head and asked if she could hear me. Her mouth was filled with blood, but her eyes answered clearly. I took off my coat to cover her up and used my hand to hold her head up. She tried to smile but started to cry, and inside I prayed, Lord, don't let her die. Well, the minutes seemed like hours, waiting for another car. And finally they found us. Then the crowd grew large. I wanted so much to talk about the Lord. It was so clear God had opened the door. My eyes were fixed. Now all I could see was her pretty blue eyes looking up at me. My first thoughts were noble. I would follow her to town and witness at the hospital after she'd come around. But then as I reasoned, the party came back, and I had the apples, the prizes, and sacks. And I, as youth chairman, could not shirk my job, and surely my date would really feel rough. So I went on to the party. I had an uneasy time, then afterwards with Shirley, but parking isn't a crime. The very next morning I purposed to see her, until I looked and saw on Dad's paper and read, a teenage girl died from a car accident last night. Now all I can see is her pretty blue eyes looking up at me. Her pretty blue eyes are looking up at me. Her pretty blue eyes looking up at me. Two pretty blue eyes are looking up at me.